Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Was already to areas that had internet access, meaning the term underserved was used, and there was a little bit of discrepancy as to what underserved was. My focus is and has been on the rural communities, mostly upstate, but you know, even as you move towards the capital region, there's rural areas that simply have no internet. There's no high-speed internet. They're relying on satellite. They have to go to libraries. They have to go to a coffee shop to do their children's homework or apply for a job. So I do think this has highlighted that if this remote learning, remote working is here to stay, it's another example of how rural communities and upstate communities can get left behind. And this is going to be a topic certainly for our conference, but I think for all of New York State.
Rob, thanks for the time this morning. That is Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort.
It's 8:31. Time to check the roads again with Alan Harris.
Well, I'm seeing on the internet we have a car on fire apparently on the right now it's on the 90 eastbound just before the 190. So you got to stay out of that. It's in the stay to the left at this point. It's over on the right shoulder. So I'm sure fire department is going to be heading there. I hear their signals going off right now. So 90 east just before the 190. We got a car fire, a van right now on fire. So watch out for that. Other problems, not really there. We're doing okay pretty much everywhere else. There are no other major accidents.
Legal analyst Royal Oaks is joining us this morning to look at a big Supreme Court ruling from yesterday. The court ruling that a New York prosecutor can get access to President Trump's tax records, but not the House of Representatives. Royal, how do you see this?
Yeah, it really was a split decision. What happened was that both the Manhattan District Attorney looking into the Stormy Daniels hush money payments and the additional effort by House Democrats on various committees trying to get financial records from the president to look into the question of whether foreigners influenced the election or whether the $2.5 billion in Deutsche Bank loans to Trump entities might have influenced public policy. All of that was on the docket. And what the court essentially said is the House Democrats may proceed, but not now. They've got to recast and recharacterize their subpoenas, and the lower court will supervise that. The Manhattan District Attorney's subpoena is in stronger shape, but even that has to go back to the lower court for refinement and exactly what will be produced and when. So the bottom line is the president lost in the sense that the court said the president is subject to subpoenas, but the president won't have to respond anytime near the upcoming election. It will not be before the November election when we see his 1040 returns. It'll be well after that, maybe years, if things go through the courts once again.
Yeah, and that's a big if, right? If these ever become public.
That's right. I mean, usually criminal investigations wind up revealing material they get in public. But as you suggest, sometimes if it's very sensitive, if it turns out it really isn't pertinent to an investigation, it'll just stay under wraps. So, you know, inquiring minds want to know. Everybody's curious about what his returns show. Has he really been as rich as he claims? And, of course, the Trump supporters have zeroed in on that angle, and they've said, really, that's what's going on here, curiosity. Do we really need to bother the president with stuff about Stormy Daniels payments? We know what happened. But the House Democrats and the Manhattan DA were able to convince the Supreme Court that, yes, these subpoenas theoretically are legitimate, and therefore the president should have to comply at least down the road.
What do you make of the criticism from the president, from others, over the Supreme Court and their decisions made over the last month?
Well, of course, the Supreme Court has issued some decisions adverse to the president's interest. And ironically, yesterday, The 7-2 decision on the subpoenas, both big opinions written by the Chief Justice, and of course we know he's been joining the liberal bloc of justices fairly frequently lately. But in addition to Roberts, you got Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, two Trump appointees, also joining the seven against the president. The only two on his side were Alito and Clarence Thomas. So the president characterized it as political. He said, I won the Mueller witch hunt, and we're going to win this fight, too. And, of course, he's trying to give red meat to his base, trying to energize folks for the November election. And predictably, his political enemies are characterizing it differently. But yeah, it's fascinating that it's essentially a legal issue, but of course, there's a big dollop of political influence as well.
Royal, thank you for the update. That's Royal Oaks joining us live, talking about those Supreme Court rulings that came down yesterday.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.